Wednesday morning, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
We're back in the green. It's up, it's positive. Although I know whole milk didn't really move, did it?
No. So we're talking about the global dairy trade auction overnight. And yes, the index has gained 1.5%. So it's broken the run of negative outcomes. But look, Mike, there's been a fair bit sort of going on in the background that's played a part in recent auction results. I mean, you had those lockdowns in China affecting demand in the short term. That was probably affecting sentiment as well. And then you've got another story playing out in the US at the moment, haven't you? The shortage of infant milk formula over there. But at a higher level, you know, you've got fears of slowing growth, global growth, which you were just talking about, potentially affecting demand. But look, there are some key underlying things that I think are constant and arguably more important than that short-term stuff. I mean, there is lower global production at the moment. And at the same time, you have this sort of ongoing, you know, unlikely to go away, this requirement for sort of high quality protein. So the drums were beating yesterday for a bit of a turnaround in the fortunes of the global dairy trade auction, Mike. We'd had five negative outcomes in a row. So that stretched right back to the beginning of March, and a particularly poor outcome about a month ago when the price index fell 8.5%. So index has fallen about 16% from that peak. But you've got to look at that in the context that we've had rising prices at the global dairy trade auction from sort of July, August last year. Now, overnight, you've got to tip your hat to skim milk powder. Oh, yeah. It was up 3% overnight. Yeah, whole milk powder, they didn't come to the party, though. Prices there fell 0.3%. Positive supporting roles played by butter, up 5.6%, and butter milk powder, 4.5%. So, good on butter. Mike, yesterday ANZ released their World Commodity Price Index. I just mentioned this. Index performance fell in May. It fell 2.8%. Although if you look at it in local currency terms, it gained 2%. That's because of the weaker New Zealand dollar. And that reflected, so that fall in the index reflected dairy being weaker over May, but also aluminium and forestry. I just also want to mention they did make a note of shipping prices. Global shipping prices have eased, which is a good thing, but there are still challenges around getting produce, and goods out of New Zealand. Things like availability of refrigerated space, but it's starting to look a little bit better.
Good. Across the Tasman, what happened to the 40 points, eh?
What happened? Well, we didn't quite get the 40 points, but look, everyone was saying 0.25%, but I did raise the possibility that we could get. I did say, look, there are people postulating that we might get a 40 basis point move. We actually got a 50 basis point move from the Reserve Bank of Australia yesterday. So their cash rate now is 0.85%, still well below the 2% level that we have here. Now, those sort of orderly economists out there will have to deal with a rate of 0.85, not 0.75. RBA Governor Philip Lowe, he talked about 25 basis points being business as usual. So this is a double business as usual hike, and that was needed due to the resilience of the local economy and growing inflation. So there's a bit of a shift in sentiment here from the Australian Central Bank. You know, they've been quite relaxed about this sort of inflation status, but you might also be aware, Mike, about the recent hike in Australia in energy prices. Right. And that could have played a hand. So look, it was unexpected. So it had some reasonably material reaction from financial markets, because this was the biggest increase in the official cash rate over there in 22 years. The share market didn't like it. The ASX 200 index fell 110 points. That's over 1.5%. But also, just bear in mind there, the Australian share market has been, relatively speaking, a real standout globally. It's been very resilient this year. Wholesale interest rates shunted higher in Australia. Now, that does affect wholesale interest rates in New Zealand as well. We do tend to react. So wholesale interest rates pushed up here. There was a bit of a lift in the Australian dollar, although it wasn't huge. But I did point out yesterday that Kiwi Aussie cross rate, which was sitting around 90 cents, that strengthened the Aussie dollar. So that's now under 90 cents, 0.897. There's more to come from the RBA. Although also, Mike, they've got over there, they've got this issue where the financial markets, the money markets, are pricing in more sort of rises in the official cash rate than the economists are. And we have a similar issue going on here in New Zealand as well. So we'll see who wins that.
Their cash rate looks to top out at 2.5 versus our 3.9. So that's
correct.
Something to think about. Now, what are the numbers?
US markets positive overnight. The Dow Jones up 154 points at the moment. That's 0.47%. 33069 is the number there. The S&P 500 is also up about 0.4%. 4137, and the NASDAQ up 75 points, 0.6%, 12,136 as we look at it. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 9 points, 7,598. The Nikkei, 27,943, up 28 points. Shanghai Composite up 5, 3,241. As I said yesterday, the Aussie market closed at 7,095, down 1.5%. Wasn't a great day on the NZX 50 either. 1.3% fall yesterday, closing 11,265 on the currencies. 0.6472 against the US, 0.8968 Aussie, 0.6051 Euro, 0.5145 pounds, 85.77 yen. Gold, $1,850, and Brent crude, $119.62.
Have a good one. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Keller here with us every morning.